Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's another issue of Walken's Week. I have Christopher Walken here with me once again.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm a little short this week.
Hmm?
After what you did.
What are you talking about?
I think you know. Nigel.
Why don't you tell the people listening? Of course, I know.
I read your Facebook post about me. You care to explain what you wrote?
Oh. Well, after you left last week, there was a rather distinct message keyed onto the side of my car. That wasn't me. I'm pretty sure
it had. What is it?
If it wasn't you, it was somebody with some really inside information about our goings on here.
That could have been anybody.
So anybody.
You realize that we're sitting at a table,
right?
4 inches from the outside window. Yeah. Somebody could have walked by, listened to our whole conversation.
Anybody could have walked by and said those grapes tasted like shit.
Yeah, they tasted like diarrhea.
But that wasn't me.
That was someone else.
You're just saying anybody could have just walked by and done.
Yeah, they could have walked by. They could have been like, sitting there with a cup at the wall. Does that still work? I heard people did that.
I think from like a Nancy Drew book, it works. Well, Hardy Boys.
Yeah, those are the greatest books ever. Have you?
I've never read the Hardy Boys.
Fucking look on your face like you have never read.
I've never read the Hardy Boys.
You piece of shit.
I'm not old like you.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking loser.
Next thing you'll tell me you're a fan of Tintin.
Tintin is the greatest shit ever. You're gonna tell me you don't fucking read the goddamn Archie comics? Mm-hmm. You don't read Nancy Drew?
No.
Oh my god. I'm fucking leaving. I'm leaving. I'm gonna go key on your car again.
I knew it was you. I knew it.
It wasn't me, you cocksucking fuck.
Wait. Christopher, you're contractually obligated. You gotta come over here and finish this.
Hey, fuck you. I can just do whatever I want.
Just come sit out and tell us.
Eat my shit, you fucking non-Archie reading piece of fucking garbage. Driving a fucking PT Cruiser out here.
I don't drive a PT Cruiser.
Oh. So who... whose car did I key... whose car didn't I key yesterday? And today. All right, well, I'm going to hang out here until, just in case of...
Uh-huh. Well...
I never keyed anybody's car.
Well...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sure. Well, okay, well, might as well make the use of the time and go ahead and tell us what was Walken's week.
This week, I discovered that by age 8, all cats pray for death.
Well, what's the average age of a cat, anyway? Like 10 years?
Something like that.
So for 2 years, they're just living in their own hell?
You ever watch a cat grow up, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So a cat is all spunky and he's running around until he figures out that he's never going to escape this fucking prison that you've made for him. He's going to have to shit in a compost box or whatever the fuck you got over there for him and eat grapes out of it like a fucking... disgusting pervert. But he's got nothing. His life is fucking horrible. Yeah. But he's stupid. You know, cats are stupid.
They don't really understand.
So it takes him 8 years to figure out that, hey, I'm never getting the fuck out of here.
So if
a cat was smart enough to figure out how to make a noose, about at age 8, there'd be fucking cats hanging all over the fucking country.
Well, there's the question. If they were really that suicidal, they would just, you know, they could kill themselves in other ways.
Have you ever seen how many goddamn cats run into the street and get hit by cars?
Yeah. But see...
You think that's a coincidence?
Those ones probably don't care because they actually get outside. So they're probably... they do get free at the prison. It's like they get yard
They're still
time.
In a prison.
Oh, you're saying they can't, like, hop a jumbo jet and go on vacation or anything like that?
They can't do anything they want. Such as, I don't know, live in the Serengeti.
Well, even a zoo. Even a house cat can kill themselves. They could just like stop eating or, you know, stop drinking.
They're
water.
Not smart, Nigel. They're idiots. They're walking retards who just happen to be cute looking.
You know, they make adorable videos.
They make awesome videos. You know, if you actually put a camera on a retarded person, they do all the same shit that cats do. But they're drooling all over themselves, and they got that face, that droopy face, like the dog from the cartoons, you know?
Droopy?
Like Droopy. So they look like Droopy, and you're like, oh, that's not cute. I don't want to watch that. If a fucking retard was smacking a bunch of balls in the air, everybody would be like, ugh.
Yeah, they probably
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Don't put him on YouTube.
Does anybody like
him? It's just sad.
Yeah. Well, if they did, they would just say they're exploiting him.
Yeah, they're exploiting him. Just like your retarded cat.
Yeah, but nobody really cares when they're exploiting their cats.
Yeah, because they're retarded.
Cats don't have rights.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should start a Facebook group about, like, cats' rights.
What's that?
Create, like, a Facebook activist group for cats' rights. Basically,
what is Facebook?
You just said that you saw the...
I was lying.
The thing I posted about you on Facebook.
Yeah, I was lying about that.
How'd you know about it then?
Somebody told me.
Anyway, if you could go on Facebook, create an activism group, and it would be kind of like Soylent Green, where, like, once cats get to 8 years old, you just euthanize them and then feed them to other cats.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, we'll just chop them up about 8.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, don't ever call me a n***er again.
I didn't.
That's what you called me on Facebook. You called me a fucking n***er.
No, I didn't.
I know we're not supposed to use that word, but you did. Here's your exact fucking words. Walken is a fucking n***er for keying my car. What a kind of a scumbag are you?
I spoke out of anger.
Jesus Christ. I don't know if I can do this show anymore. Such a hate-filled thing. I'm gonna go somewhere and hang out with some retarded people and wait to die. I'm gonna play with a fucking napkin or whatever cats do, right on the back of a turtle. You saw a retarded person riding on the back of a turtle, you just fucking make fun of the guy.
Uh-huh.
Dickheads.
All right, that's Walken's week, everybody. We'll see you all next week.